Good morning, I'm Renee Montaigne. Florida's ritzy Central Coast is in the midst of a drought, and the Palm Beach Post has outed its biggest water guzzlers. Topping the list, some famous names. Celine Dion's estate uses enough water to fill a bathtub every 4 minutes. Irrigation at Tiger Woods' new place gulps down more than 300,000 gallons a month, though he's cutting back soon. Normal usage is 10,000 gallons a month. It's Morning Edition.
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jean Cochran. TV and film director and actor Sidney Pollack was responsible for some of the top films of the 1970s and 80s, The Way We Were, Tootsie, Out of Africa, and They Shoot Horses, Don't They, to name a few. Pollack has died of cancer at age 73. John Kalish reports.
Sidney Pollack's career as an actor, director, and producer spanned a half century. He studied under Sanford Meisner at the famed Neighborhood Playhouse in New York City and never stopped acting. Last year, he played a lawyer in Michael Clayton, which he also produced. Pollack first learned the craft of directing in television, where he did episodes of Ben Casey, Naked City, and The Fugitive. Sidney Pollack attracted named stars to his productions, including Robert Redford and Dustin Hoffman, who starred in Tootsie, which won an Oscar for Best Picture in 1982. Pollack won Best Director for Out of Africa in 1985. The last film he directed was a documentary about architect Frank Gehry. For NPR News, I'm John Kalish.
Oil prices have been holding steady in Asian trading today at just above $133 a barrel. Investors continue to worry about global supplies of petroleum and the outlook for the U.S. dollar and economy. Hundreds of truckers plan to congregate in central London today to protest the rising cost of fuel. They want the government to compensate them for gas, which costs the equivalent of about $9 a gallon. Myanmar's ruling junta hosted a 50-nation donor conference and got tens of millions of dollars pledged as it struggles to recover from its cyclone disaster. NPR's Dwali Saikautau reports.
The pledging conference was sponsored by the UN and the 10-country Association of Southeast Asian Nations, also called ASEAN. Dr. Sirin Pitsuwan is secretary general of that group. He said members detected a positive difference in how the junta is engaging with the international community.
And we hope to sustain that positive difference into a more credible assessment, which will be the instrument that validates all these expectations expressed in the conference.
One of those expectations includes allowing aid workers from all nationalities into cyclone-hit areas of Myanmar, including the low-lying areas of the Irrawaddy Delta, where more than a million people are still awaiting aid. Dwahli Saikautau, NPR News, Bangkok.
3 days after severe storms left three people dead, and Kansas has been hit with tornadoes, and at least one twister was reported in rural Oklahoma. In Parkersburg, Iowa, people are cleaning up from Sunday's tornado that killed four people. In nearby New Hartford, Iowa, two people were killed. This is NPR News. President Bush will be headlining three fundraisers today in the Phoenix area, all on behalf of GOP candidate John McCain. The candidate himself will appear at only one of them. Barack Obama continues his swing through the Southwest today with a campaign stop in Nevada. Yesterday, he was in New Mexico. His Democratic rival, Hillary Clinton, is back on the mainland from Puerto Rico. She has a campaign event today in Montana. Texas is struggling to pay for the removal of more than 450 children from a polygamist ranch. NPR's John Burnett has the story.
The children of Yearning for Zion Ranch have been spread all across this huge state, with some brothers and sisters separated by as much as 600 miles. Caseworkers for Child Protective Services, the agency overseeing the care of the sect children, are logging hundreds of miles a week to check on youngsters in foster care. The Texas State Employees Union has received complaints that reimbursements are slow for the caseworkers' out-of-pocket expenses. What's more, a report released last week showed state agencies already have $1.7 million in overtime costs, and the complicated foster care arrangements are costing the state $1.3 million a month. The initial raid to take the children into custody cost nearly $5.5 million. One lawmaker on the State Finance Committee suggested letting the adults left behind on the FLDS ranch foot the bill. John Burnett, NPR News.
Police say five people, including a 12-year-old boy, died in a fiery six-car crash in South Los Angeles. A van ran a red light and hit another van in the Hyde Park neighborhood, causing a chain reaction that set three vehicles on fire. I'm Jean Cochran, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from UPS, helping companies meet global commitments with time-definite delivery to major destinations. Learn more at ups.com/whiteboard.
Good morning. We have 56 degrees on Friends Plaza under mostly cloudy skies now. The temperatures have dropped about 10 degrees the past 40 minutes or so. At about 5 a.m. it was about 66. Now it's down to 56 degrees and winds become northeasterly at about 10 to 15 miles per hour. Some colder air starts sinking into the region. Temperatures are rather chilly across northern areas. Along the Chicago lakefront now, 41 degrees at Waukegan, with a strong northeast wind coming off the lake. Feels like fall out there across northern Illinois, but still across central and southern areas, still fairly